At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
This is the VSiN Daily Baseball Bets. Here is Adam Burke.
Hello once again, everybody. Thank you for joining me here on this Tuesday, June 6th edition of VSiN Daily Baseball Bets. I'm your host, Adam Burke. We got 15 games on the betting board for Tuesday. Going to break down as many games as I can get to here on today's show. Before I do that, over at VSiN.com, coverage of the NBA and the NHL Finals. We have plenty of things going on in terms of the golf world. Belmont Stakes is this weekend, so we'll have a preview of that. I'll be doing a preview for the Acorn Stakes, which is the Philly race, coming up on Friday night at Belmont Park up in Elmont, New York. So we'll have that for you over at the website as well. Keep in mind, we got plenty of content for the NBA and NHL Finals. You can check that out in podcast form on Hardwood Handicappers or the Hockey Betting Podcast, or check it out in written form over at VSiN.com. So special subscription offers coming your way here as we go throughout the summer as well, or you can check things out with a $9.99 introductory offer that includes my Monday through Saturday baseball article over at the website to go along with all of our other content behind the paywall, including Zach Cohen's daily player props and all sorts of other good stuff over there at the website. All right, let's go ahead and dive in because we got a lot of games to get to here on this Tuesday edition of the show. Some big news coming out of Cincinnati, which I'll get to in a second with Ellie De La Cruz getting called up. But pretty straightforward card. Other than that, only one really big favorite on the board and some interesting nuggets about that. So let's go ahead and take a look here at this Tuesday card. And we start in the National League, as always, going by rotation number here. The Diamondbacks and the Nationals. Tommy Henry, southpaw, getting the start for the Diamondbacks here against Jake Irvin and the Nationals. Diamondbacks anywhere from $1.30 to $1.45 favorite. This one's kind of spread across the market. Total of 9.5 for this one. And I have to say that, you know, a starting point for me was kind of looking at Washington here, taking on a lefty, a pitch to contact guy in Henry. Obviously, the Nationals very good against lefties throughout the course of the season. But Jake Irvin, just not really all that formidable of a starter. 5.67 ERA, 5.80 FIP. And 27 innings of work. And over his last three starts, he's given up more walks than he has strikeouts, and he's given up all four of his home runs. So if anything, this looks like a game where maybe there's some offense involved. Could possibly talk myself into an over as we go throughout the day. But tough to take the Nationals on the side here. Even though they've hit lefties well all season long, Irvin just not really a guy that has much of a profile that you want to back. The Dodgers and the Reds. Reds anywhere from plus 155 to plus 160 out there in the market, total of 10.5. Ellie De La Cruz gets called up here. 297 average, 398 on base, 633 slugging percentage. Down at AAA, a 437 weighted on base average, 152 WRC plus for De La Cruz. So good to see him coming up here. And in fact, Christian Encarnacion Strand, whose name I've mentioned before, actually has better AAA numbers this season than De La Cruz does. And he'll be called up shortly here as well by the Reds, I would think. So this offense getting some big time boosts with some good young players being added to the equation here. And we'll see if they're able to deal some regression to Tony Gonsolin, who has some big regression signs in the profile. 177 ERA, 483 expected ERA, 460 FIP in 35 and two thirds. Batting average on balls in play against of 155, left on base percentage 84.5%. Those are two areas where I expect regression from Tony Gonsolin going forward. So maybe a mistake to not be on the Reds today with De La Cruz getting called up. However, Luke Weaver is just not really a guy that I trust. 536 ERA, 419 expected ERA, which is good, but a 539 FIP and 43 and two thirds. He's given up 11 home runs on the year in his eight starts. He's pitched pretty well over his last four outings, giving up just eight earned runs. But still, the Dodgers, one of the league's premier offenses. They're third in weighted on base average against righties. Not a great matchup here for Weaver. Total of 10.5. Way too high to take, even though it is Cincinnati and it will be hot down there at Great American Ballpark. But couldn't get there with a play in this game. But the Reds definitely must see TV now that De La Cruz has been called up. The Mets and the Braves. This was one I gave a lot of thought to here today. Braves, $1.65, $1.70 favorite, total of 9.5. It's just tough to back Carlos Carrasco. I mean, at this point in time, when you get a good start from Cookie, feels like it's kind of the exception instead of the norm. 574 ERA, 544 expected ERA, 609 FIP for Carrasco. Now, of course, that does include some bad starts that he had in the month of April before he got hurt, but his strikeout percentage is down to 13.9%, walk rate a little bit elevated, has held the Cubs and Phillies to just two runs over his last 12 and two thirds. But still, you need the strikeouts, you need the swing and miss when you're going up against the Braves. The reason why I thought about going against the Braves here today is because of Bryce Elder. Bryce Elder, 192 ERA, 416 expected ERA, 342 FIP, 364 XFIP, 57.6% ground ball percentage. So he's been able to kind of avoid a lot of danger. He's not given up a lot of home runs, only four of those in 65 and two thirds innings pitched. But a 47.3% hard hit percentage, that's concerning. 236 batting average with a 262 expected batting average, 288 wOBA with a 319 expected wOBA. So he's gotten a little bit lucky here throughout the course of the season. 87.4% left on base percentage. So I've been trying to find ways to fade him, trying to find spots to fade him. Thought about it today with the Mets, but unable to actually get to a play in that one because of my concerns about Carrasco. I got a play in Giants Rockies, so we'll move on to the American League here. Twins and Rays, Louis Varland and Zach Eflin in this one. Varland, great start against the Astros. Seven shutout innings last time out. 351 ERA, 489 FIP, 366 XFIP over 41 innings pitched. He's given up nine home runs, but only six in his last six starts. Gave up three in his first start, got sent back to the minors, has come back up. And in those six starts, 334 ERA, 443 FIP, does have an almost 86% left on base percentage. So there are some regression signs in the profile for Varland. The Rays, of course, the most prolific power hitting offense in baseball, also the best offense in baseball against righties. So maybe a little bit of a tough spot for Varland in today's outing. This should be a pretty good spot for Zach Eflin, I think. Eflin, 57-8 strikeout to walk ratio in 10 starts, 11% swinging strike percentage, best ground ball rate of his career at 54.3%. The Twins are a fine offense, especially when they make contact, but they don't make a lot of contact. They will strike out a lot, do have one of the highest, if not the highest, strikeout percentages against right-handed pitching. So tough matchup today, I think, for the Twins and Varland, but the Rays laying a pretty cost-prohibitive number there in that minus 175 range. Can find it a little bit cheaper out there in the marketplace, but still a pretty big number to lay there on Tampa Bay. Line moving down quite significantly here. Lucas Giolito and Clark Schmidt battle between the White Sox and the Yankees. This is due in large part to the fact that Aaron Judge not in the lineup today for New York, getting some additional testing on that toe injury. Yankees are still $1.35 to $1.45 favorite, total of eight now in this game, but without Judge, very hard to bet on New York, obviously, because he's such a big part of that offense. But what is interesting to me about this game is that the Yankees seem to have fixed Clark Schmidt since the start of May. 3.52 ERA, 2.73 FIP in six starts. That includes a seven-run blow-up against Tampa Bay on May 14th. In his five starts otherwise, he's allowed five total earned runs. 33-12 strikeout-to-walk ratio, one homer allowed over this month's worth of starts here. So they've really figured it out with him. I mean, he gave up seven homers in six starts in April, doing a better job of limiting hard contact, more ground balls. The White Sox are 27th in WOBA against righties. So this seems like a good opportunity here for Schmidt to continue riding a nice little high in terms of getting fixed here as we've gone throughout the season. Lucas Giolito is a very tough guy to handicap because he's just so inconsistent from start to start. Very, very Jekyll and Hyde. Remember, two starts ago, he walked seven Tigers, gave up a ton of hard contact in a game where we were on the under, finished 7-2. Tigers had seven of the runs in that game. Giolito's given up a homer in six straight starts, ERA up to 4.08, FIP up to 5.57. And over his last five starts here, a 50.7% hard hit percentage. In his last two starts, a 68% hard hit percentage. So Giolito struggling with his control and his command right now. Obviously tough to do anything with the Yankees with Judge being out. But that's the reason why I couldn't take the under here, even though I like what the Yankees have done with Schmidt, and I do like this matchup for him overall. Great pitching matchup up in Toronto here. Hunter Brown and Kevin Gausman in this one. Gausman, 2.76 ERA, 2.38 FIP, 75 innings of work, up to 100 strikeouts for the season. Struck out 11 and 6 2/3 last time out. Only given up 18 walks on the season. Has given up some hard contact this season, 44.1% hard hit percentage, but a 1.72 ERA and a 2.47 WOBA against in 36 2/3 innings at Rogers Center this season. However, Gausman's had two really, really bad starts. One of them came against Houston back on April 17th. He gave up 8 runs in 4 2/3. The other start was against Boston on May 4th. He gave up 7 runs in that one. Those two starts account for 15 of the 23 earned runs that he's allowed so far this season. So more often than not, he's been spectacular. But he's had a couple of big-time blowups. One of them did come against Houston, who, of course, dealt one of those types of starts to Alek Manoah in yesterday's game. Hunter Brown, tough start last time out. We were on him in that game. Gave up 5 runs on 6 hits and 4 2/3. He did strike out 8, did limit hard contact, but, you know, he's pitched around a lot of hard contact this season. So it was a little bit unfortunate that he didn't give up a lot of loud contact in that game. Still wound up having a difficult start, but a 342 BABIP, 69% left on base percentage. Those are two stats where he's kind of fallen on the wrong side of luck, fallen on the wrong side of variance. And he still has a 3.61 ERA, 3.66 expected ERA, and a 2.90 FIP. So he honestly deserves better numbers than what he has here. So we'll see how he performs in this start, but I couldn't get to a play in that Astros and Blue Jays game. Red Sox and Guardians here. Shane Bieber on the bump for Cleveland. James Paxton going for Boston in this one. And you know this if you've been listening to the podcast, if you've been reading the article. I'm basically looking for reasons to go against Shane Bieber just about every time he pitches. 3.72 ERA, 4.89 expected ERA, and 75 innings of work. He did get knocked around last time out, gave up 7 runs on 8 hits to the Orioles back on May 31st. Couple extra days of rest here. The Guardians brought back Tristan McKenzie and Aaron Civale this time through the rotation. Had an off day in there as well. So let's see if Bieber gets back on track with a little bit of extra time. Boston also, this is really important, I think. Over the last 30 days, Boston is just 19th in weighted on base average at 313, 93 WRC+, and they're 21st in WOBA on the road. So their offensive profile really got built up early on with what they did at Fenway Park throughout the month of April. This has been a below average offense over the last 5 weeks, and they're a below average offense on the road as well. So that scared me a little bit here in trying to fade Bieber, who still hard hit percentage 47.3% for the year, strikeout rate down over 8% from last year. Despite allowing the hardest hard hit percentage of his career, His batting average on balls in play is 11 points below his career average. A lot of strange things in the numbers for Bieber, to say the least. And of course, look, I mean, you know, you can't really play the over in any Cleveland game because the offense is so bad. James Paxton, 4.26 ERA, 4.64 expected ERA, 4.28 FIP in his 19 innings of work. He's given up some hard contact as well, but the Guardians, 28th in weighted on base average against lefties. So didn't want to take Paxton, didn't want to take this Red Sox offense, didn't want to fade Bieber because of that. But I also can't really take Cleveland here because their offense is just so anemic on a regular basis that they don't really give you a whole lot of margin for error. Not really a whole lot to like in that profile. So couldn't get to a play in that game either. Coming up on VSiN Daily Baseball Bets, we take a look at the interleague slate for today, as well as my two plays on the Tuesday card.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Tired of restless nights? Meet Lisa, the sleep experts. Here at Lisa, we know that good sleep is essential for mental, physical, and emotional health. That's why their mattresses are made for exceptional comfort and support, catering to every sleep need. Check out Lisa's Sapira Hybrid Mattress, named Best Hybrid Mattress 5 years running. Sleep hot? The Chill Collection is built with cool-to-the-touch top fabric and layers of high-density comfort foams, all intended to remove excess body heat while maximizing comfort. With Lisa, getting a new mattress has never been easier. Delivery is free, and you have 100 nights to try out your mattress in the comfort of your home. Don't spend another night dreaming of better sleep. For a limited time, save up to $700 off select mattresses plus two free pillows. Go to lisa.com/iHeart for an additional $50 off mattresses and select goods. That's leesa.com/iHeart. Exclusions apply. See lisa.com for more details.
If you use paper, you're a human. But if you choose paper, you're a papertarian. Someone who lives a paper-based lifestyle because it has a positive impact on the planet. And also because it's the easiest choice you'll make all day. Seriously. It's as easy as reaching for boxed instead of bottled water. It's as easy as opting for beauty products that come in paper packaging. It's as easy as grabbing eggs in a cardboard container. And that's all in one trip to the grocery store, which, if we're being honest, you were planning to go to anyway. But paper isn't just an easy choice. Papertarians know that it's the smart choice, too. Because paper comes from trees, a renewable and sustainably managed resource. And paper products are designed to be recycled. In fact, when you choose products that come in paper-based packaging, those fibers can go on to be recycled up to 7 times. So why wouldn't you go papertarian? I'll wait. Learn more at howlifeunfolds.com/papertarian.
All right, we're back here on VSiN Daily Baseball Bets. Please make sure you rate, review, subscribe. 5-star reviews, very much appreciated for this show and all of our shows here in the VSiN family of podcasts. The Royals and the Marlins. Got the Marlins, about $1.60 to $1.70 favorite out there in the marketplace. Total of 7.5 for this game. And I do kind of agree with the move towards the under. We got Zach Greinke and Jesus Luzardo here. Greinke's on a nice little run, giving up 5 earned runs over his last 4 starts, ERA down to 4.19, FIP at 4.34. He's a pitch-to-contact guy, has given up 10 homers on the season, but only 3 over his last 6 starts. This is a really good pitcher's park for a pitch-to-contact guy. And also, for the Marlins, they hit lefties way better than they hit righties. So maybe they have a little bit of a tough offensive night against Greinke. It is tough, though, because this Royals bullpen is quite bad. So taking an under in their games, very challenging thing to do. Also, Jesus Luzardo's hit a bit of a rough patch. Over his last 3 starts, 12 runs allowed on 17 hits and 15 and a third, 47.4% hard hit percentage in that span. Royals are better against lefties than they are against righties. So maybe you could talk yourself into Kansas City first 5, something like that. I didn't do that today necessarily, but as I'm kind of thinking through this handicap, maybe that is a little bit of a possibility. Tigers and the Phillies. Tyler Alexander gets the start for the Tigers. He'll be the opener for Garrett Hill, who will wind up being the bulk reliever. Taiwan Walker gets the call here for the Phillies. Tyler Alexander, 6.38 ERA, 4.45 FIP. He's allowed 8 earned runs over his last 8 1/3, 11 runs total. So not really a great prospect as an opener for Alexander, but I don't really like Taiwan Walker either. 5.65 ERA, 5.39 FIP, 57 1/3 innings pitched, double-digit walk rate. The Tigers are capable of drawing walks, but just not a whole lot to like about this game with the Phillies. Such a big favorite, total approaching double digits with a Tigers team that honestly not that great of an offense, bottom five against lefty or against righties all season long. Not much to like there in that one. I can talk very quickly about this game. It's the A's and the Pirates. Pirates are a minus 250 favorite out there at DraftKings. Some places are even higher than that. In fact, most places even higher than that. If they close at least minus 250, this will be the first time since October 2nd, 2015, that the Pirates have been that big of a favorite. That was Francisco Liriano against Kevious Sampson and the Reds. So been a long time since the Pirates have been this big of a favorite, but that's what happens when you get Mitch Keller and James Kaprielian going head-to-head. And Keller been great this year, 3.25 ERA, 3.15 expected ERA, 2.85 FIP. Kaprielian not so much. So Pirates in a massive favorite role there. Cardinals and the Rangers. Matthew Liberatore going up against Dane Dunning in this one. Liberatore, the Cardinals have been very strange about their handling of him so far this season. He's given up 6 runs on 6 hits in 3 appearances. Gave up 4 runs on 5 hits against Cleveland last time out. Only 2 strikeouts against a couple of walks. But he hasn't pitched since May 26th. And furthermore, he had a 1-inning relief appearance on May 21st. So he's only thrown like 6 innings over the last 3 weeks or so. Really strange handling of Liberatore, to say the least. The Cardinals have been a mess all season long, honestly, which is not what you would really expect from them in terms of, you know, how consistent they've been as an organization over the last 25 years, basically. But Liberatore is a guy that they haven't really handled all that well. And the Rangers, best offense in baseball over the last 30 days, 3rd in WOBA against lefties, 5th at home against lefties. It's tough to expect Liberatore to be sharp here, given the schedule that he's been on. So definitely gave some thought to the Rangers here today. This line does look a little bit cheap. Dane Dunning, 2.06 ERA, 2.82 FIP, 4.07 expected ERA, but hasn't given up a home run at all this season in 48 innings. The reason why I couldn't take him, he's only made one start since May 22nd and only went 5 innings. So both of these pitchers kind of have been thrown out of their rhythms, thrown off kilter a little bit. Tough to make a play, I think, in that situation. So wound up staying off of this one, but I think a lot of people will look at this game and say Texas probably a little bit short in this one. Cubs and the Angels, Hayden Wesneski and Tyler Anderson in this one. Wesneski back in the rotation for the Cubs due to the injury to Justin Steele. And frankly, if Justin Steele was pitching this game, I probably would have been on the Cubs, who I think would have been a road favorite in this game. But Wesneski was supposed to come up and be a bullpen option, but now, as I mentioned, sliding back into the rotation. 1 run on 2 hits over 9 innings with 9 strikeouts and 6 walks down in the minor leagues, got sent down to get right a little bit, came back up, had a 3 2/3 innings relief appearance against Tampa Bay, and now he's in the rotation. So we'll see what he does here against an Angels lineup that is in the top 10 of weighted on base average against righties. But you've got to think this is a pretty decent matchup for the Cubs offense as well. Anderson, 5.47 ERA, 4.99 expected ERA, 5.35 FIP and 52 2/3. Anderson just gave up 6 runs on 6 hits to the White Sox, but he had only allowed 10 earned runs over his previous 5 starts. However, in that span, 3.14 ERA, 4.54 FIP, 5.95 xFIP, only 7 strikeouts against, or 6 strikeouts against 7 walks in the last 3 starts. He was kind of building up towards one of those bad outings and just happened to have it against the White Sox. The Cubs are 2nd in WOBA on the road against lefties this season at 367. So I gave them some thought. I really, truly did. But the Cubs have just been such a disappointment this season, where they should be a lot better than they are. wound up staying off of this game, could regret it. But Wisniewski, I'm just not exactly sure what I'm going to get out of him. If the slider's working, he'll get the righties out. And if he gets the righties out, that's how you neutralize this Angels offense. So I do think there's more upside for the Cubs than there is for the Angels. But I wound up staying off of that game. Mariners and the Padres. Joe Musgrove for the Padres. You got Logan Gilbert going for the Mariners here. Padres, $1.35 or so favorite, total 7.5 in this one. This line has gone up a little bit on the San Diego side. Is Joe Musgrove back? In his last two starts, 12 and a third innings pitched, one run allowed on 9 hits. He's only allowed a 32.1% hard hit percentage for the season and only 10 hard hit balls over his last three starts. Not really getting a lot of swings and misses yet, but doing an excellent job of staying off the barrel. And today he takes on a Mariners team that will swing and miss, will strike out quite a bit. They have the fourth highest K percentage against righties. They're 18th in WRC+, 24th in WOBA. So this looks like a good matchup here for Joe Musgrove to keep building up some positives and kind of get on track after the weird start to the season he's had, missing all of spring training and all of that. But it could be set up for Logan Gilbert to have a bounce back outing here as well. Gilbert got rocked by the Yankees last time out, gave up 5 earned runs, 7 total on 7 hits and 4 innings. Maybe he was kind of building up towards one of those, had given up 8 barrels in his previous 3 starts. But the Padres are not a good offense against righties. And furthermore, they have a 12% walk rate against righties, still a below average offense in that split. And Gilbert has only walked 11 guys in 64 innings pitched. So I thought about the first 5 under here today. It is 4 minus 115 over at DraftKings. Thought about the under in this game. The more I think about it, the more I maybe should have played it. And obviously, there's still some time to do that personally. It's just not in the article or officially on the podcast. But the one thing that's a bit of a concern is that Gilbert will give up some home runs. Also talked about some mechanical issues after his last start. So that concerns me a little bit here. But it does seem like Musgrove getting back on track. And it also, maybe more importantly, seems like Musgrove has a very, very good matchup here today against the Mariners. All right, so let's get to the two plays for Tuesday here before my voice starts to give out on me. The Giants and the Rockies. This one's down to minus 135 in a lot of places here. Total of 11 out there at Coors Field. John Brebbia will be the opener for the Giants. And I would expect Sean Manaea to be the full-on bulk guy here for the Giants in this one. Brebbia has only allowed 2 runs in his last 12 and a third, dating back to April 30th. 3.80 ERA over 23 and two-thirds innings pitched, 2.48 FIP. He's been really, really good as both a reliever and an opener so far here this season for the Giants. But what I really like about this game is it appears that the Giants have fixed Sean Manaea. Over his last 10 and two-thirds innings pitched, 1 earned run allowed on 8 hits. He struck out 16, only walked 3. His hard hit percentage in that split is just 26.1%. So he's been really, really good. And the Rockies, 29th in WOBA, dead last in WRC plus against lefties. And they've also struggled at Coors Field, where they're only 21st in WOBA against lefties and, of course, dead last in WRC plus. So Manaea seems to match up well here, I think, against Colorado. And the Giants are a brilliantly run organization. They're very, very smart on the pitching side. Wouldn't shock me if they've completely fixed Sean Manaea. Denilson Lamet makes the start here for the Rockies. His last start didn't go well. He gave up 5 runs on 7 hits in 3 innings against the Diamondbacks. Average exit velocity, 93.9 miles per hour. He's up to a 13.17 ERA in 12 and two-thirds on the season. 5.33 FIP. Hard hit percentage, 45.5%. Lefties own a 4.56 weighted on base average against him. Now, I'm hoping Michael Conforto's back for the Giants today. They do get Jock Peterson back off the injured list, so that'll be another lefty to throw at Lamet. Also, the Giants, as we know, very powerful offensive team here, scoring a lot of their runs off the home run. Ball should carry pretty well in Denver. So I laid the price with the Giants, minus 140 for the article, but shop around as you can find some minus 135s out there. The other play for me today, slight dog. It's the Baltimore Orioles taking on the Milwaukee Brewers. Brewers are $1.30 or $1.25 favorite out there. This one is moving down a little bit with Kyle Gibson on the hill for Baltimore. Freddie Peralta going for the Brewers. Gibson, 3.89 ERA, 4.64 expected ERA, 4.06 FIP in 71 and two-thirds innings pitched. Over his last five starts, 2.93 ERA, 3.58 FIP for Gibson. He's only allowed one homer in that span, just a 36.2% hard hit percentage and a phenomenal 3.2% barrel rate. So Gibson's throwing the ball quite well right now, whereas Freddie Peralta's been the opposite. Given up 16 earned runs in his last four starts, 22 runs total, just a 15-11 strikeout to walk ratio in that span. He's given up 10 barrels over his last four starts, six homers in those four outings. So not really seeing a great version of Freddie Peralta right now. Also for Baltimore here, you know, they've got a rested bullpen. They've had a couple of days off over the last 5 days. They went out to San Francisco, took the series there, had a travel day on the front end and on the back end, which means their bullpen is in excellent shape here. The Brewers on offense over the last 30 days, just 28th in WOBA. This is not a very good offensive team for Milwaukee. They're very lucky to be in one of the worst divisions in baseball. Baltimore is a play today. Plus 110 is what I got it at, or what I listed it at DraftKings. You can find better than that out there in the market, seeing as high as plus 115 out there at the legal U.S. books. So shop around for the best price on that one. So the Orioles plus 110 and the Giants minus 140. But again, shop around for the best prices there with those. One more edition of VSiN Daily Baseball Bets for this week on Wednesday. I'm in a wedding this weekend, so no show Thursday or Friday. So one more show for this week on Wednesday, then I'll be back with a full week next week. So thank you so much for listening, everybody, and I'll be back again tomorrow with another edition of VSiN Daily Baseball Bets.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, guys. Back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah. And some waves. So we could go surfing.
Oh, yeah. Ah, love that.
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in.
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it.
Can a girl go shopping?
Yeah, baby.
Wait. Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX this Friday and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.